Hi, you're listening to the Go Time Podcast with Impact Church in Fredericksburg, Virginia, and I'm Pastor Brandon. Go Time stands for Global Outreach Time, where we share about the amazing things that God is doing through Impact Church in our neighborhoods, Northern Virginia, and the nations. To get involved or find out more information, check out our website at impactfxbg.church. Thanks for listening. If you would, right now, you should have gotten some envelopes on your seats. And I thought this was also a good time just to show them to you. Some of you may have never even seen these before. These are called offering envelopes. Isn't that amazing? Yeah. You ever seen one of these before?
No.
Yeah, well, they're outdated. So I actually haven't looked at them in a while. So we got to print some more. So I'm sure someone's going to take care of that. So don't worry about when it says two ways to give, don't worry about the text option. That's outdated. But you can see a new option. What's on the screen is appropriate. What I'm going to do is, while I'm talking, I'm going to give you an opportunity to give to our Christmas offering. So again, we're not passing buckets or baskets or plates. We're just saying, hey, right now as a church family, let's give to this Christmas offering. And so you can give via Venmo. You can give online. Or you can text. You're just going to text any dollar amount to that number, or you can use the envelope and give cash or check. And so that's kind of how that works. And so just remember, as we're giving, you want to give from your heart. I will let you know that along with this offering, we're going to keep this offering open through the end of the year. So if this is your first time, or you came today and you're like, dude, you're really taking up an offering like 3 days before Christmas when I just like blew everything out this weekend on gifts, I totally get it. And so don't worry, you'll have until the end of the year, the end of 2024, to be able to give to this Christmas offering. But what we'll do is we'll send out an update and tell you where we're at, and God willing, we'll meet our goal. Yeah. And then everything else, we'll just keep giving it away, as God says. And so I want you to feel God's presence, knowing that you're a part of a church that's not hoarding for themselves, but part of a church that is giving away. Franklin, just as we've been talking, what's a way you've seen, whether it's been, I know you've been to Greece, I know you've been to Oregon in the past, they were a recipient of Christmas offering, I know you've seen families adopt, and you've seen us do refugee ministry, like, what are some ways you've seen the Christmas offering make an impact?
A few ways. You know, with Oregon, you know, that church that we helped out there, they're also multiplying. Mm-hmm. Out there to California. Mm-hmm. Seeing them and being in contact with the church planter that's going over there has been awesome, just to see his journey. Also had a new kid too.
Yeah.
So and then being in Greece, seeing how God is moving amongst people that you don't think that he would be moving, right? Because
yeah.
you don't think about those
don't
things.
Don't even think about it.
Yeah, but you see God moving, and it's just amazing.
Yeah.
Amazing to see.
Who would have thought that a church like ours, just 3 years old in the middle of Fredericksburg, planted in the middle of an international pandemic, could be a part of seeing disciples made in every nation all throughout planet Earth? And it just goes to show that it's not about the size of your church. It's about the size of your God,
yeah.
Right? And so that's what we celebrate today. And I would say it's the same. It's not about the size of our offering. It's not to make ourselves look good. And the world standards, $4,000 is nothing, right? But in God's economy, God can do whatever he wants to with it. And we just come with obedient hearts. So I'm going to give you just another second. Those of you filling out your envelopes or giving online to do that. If you are using an envelope, just hold on to it. You don't need to get up right now, but we have a giving station in the back. When it's our response time, I'll explain it to you. And you can go drop it off in the box during response time, so you don't have to get up right now. So. Hey, I tell you what, Franklin, why don't you pray one more time for us and just pray over this Christmas offering, pray over our hearts, and pray that God would use this so that many people would hear the gospel of Jesus.
Absolutely. Let's pray.
Hey, Pastor Brandon here again. Thanks for listening to our Go Time podcast. Here's what I want to invite you to do. connect with us on Facebook, Instagram, or YouTube at ImpactFXBG or our website, ImpactFXBG.church. If something we talked about sparked an interest in you, we would love to hear from you. You can email hello@ImpactFXBG.church. Until next time, let's keep living the dream.